This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So it's me, Don, Barris, Jimmy Kimmel's warm-up stand-up, cousin Sal,
yes.
Jimmy Kimmel's cousin, and Frank Langella. So Frank is on an absolute fucking heater.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't stop rolling. And we're all stacking up dollars and stuff. And I'm just out there just like cheering him on, just sort of doing all my like crazy chicken dance moves. And I'm doing the walk like an Egyptian and just getting people pumped up. And I'm like, oh, come on, people. We're taking down the house. Anyway, Frank leans over to cousin Sal and Don Barris, and he gives them each the dice to blow on. Mm-hmm. But when Don blows, a spit line comes out of his mouth and gets on the dice.
Sure.
And then Frank rolls a winner, of course, hard 10. You know that's my bet, baby, the big dick. And when it lands, it sticks to the table a little bit, and they say that the spit was like tampering with the dice.
Yeah.
So then they make him roll it again, and he craps out. Well, that sucked.
It's called Spider-Manning. It is. It does do that. It's when Don Barris spits on your dice. Okay.
But I didn't think they were going to see it.
Was he mad that you were warming everyone up? Was Don Barris mad?
I think he was happy to have vacation.
A little break.
Just lounge.
Yeah, busman's holiday kind of thing for him.
I mean, it's a little weird for him to see like, oh, God, this guy is doing it, getting the crowd really pumping in a way that maybe I don't always.
Well, I've seen him do the walk like an Egyptian, and he does he puts both hands in the same direction. Instead of doing one up and one down, he has them both going up.
Both up, both down.
Yeah.
So he's almost doing like a mantis thing.
Yeah, it looks like people think that he's trying to raise the roof and doesn't know how to do that, but it's actually he doesn't know how to walk like an Egyptian.
Yeah. Raise the roof or roof is on fire? What's a better roof thing that gets you excited?
I think it's the roof is on fire.
Yeah.
Because that says the bleeped out word in it that gets me very excited right after that.
To go back to the story about the hard 10, I don't give a shit about the fucking money. You know?
Yeah.
I just like to feel the electricity in the air.
Now, was this before Cousin Sal and like Don and like Jimmy and all them got famous, or was it after? Because for me, I honestly find that it's the same thing, basically. They're still
Guys. I don't remember which one it was.
It's impossible to distinguish.
No, there's no way to tell because those guys never changed a lick. I guess that's kind of like me, I guess.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet land back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
Is there an echo in here?
Hey, fuck you.
You guys saw the Hollywood Reporter came this week.
Fuck you.
Stop. You were upset by that when I said...
Fuck you, man.
Just because I said, is there an echo in here?
I don't got to talk about anything.
Are you just not going to contribute to the show?
No, dude. Let's do the thing.
You will do. Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Are you trying to mouth it? Because I can distinctly hear you saying it. Everyone.
What?
It's very audible. It sounds like you're accidentally saying it as you try.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. So you said you want to do the thing? Let's do it.
Okay. Brett, you heard it. I mean, you're the engineer.
Whatever, dude.
You do? What is it that we're mad about? It's that I said, is there an echo in here?
Oh, did you say that? I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, an echo. Maybe as if I don't know how to control echoes. I mean, what am I doing?
Well,
here?
Now you, I could see why you would be upset, Brett, because that is part of your job. So when I say, is there an echo in here, that is a referendum on you. Sean, usually, I'm sorry, Brett. Usually you like that kind of thing.
How? What do you mean?
Usually when someone repeats someone else, and if you say it at the same time, you say jinx, I know you like that. Right?
Yeah,
It's making you smile right now, yes.
Yeah, buy me a coat. Jinx, buy me a coat.
Or if it's like someone says
Reminds
something...
Reminds me of being a kid.
Or if someone says something a little after someone else already said it, you say, is there an echo in here? I know that you enjoy this.
As an idea, I get like, okay, like, yeah, that's... Yeah, it's fucking hysterical. But like... To say something like that is really, really, really funny. But for me, being the person who was kind of just trying to participate in a part of the show where I don't always feel like I am part of it.
Oh, okay.
And that then there was like – you sort of took a shot at me. Like maybe that I was off – on my timing.
Right. So that it
so like when I had like actually wanted to do it with you and then I know that I didn't nail it. Like I didn't get it exactly right and I thought we would just sort of move on and then to double back and be like, oh, by the way, Sean, like you fucking didn't, you're like late on the queue or like, it's like, is there an echo in here? Like, so yeah, it's about me. It's not about you. It's my thing. I didn't feel like I did as good a job as I could have. And I didn't want to live in that longer than I had to.
Well, thank you for explaining that. I really, you both come up with somehow very legitimate reasons why you would both be upset by me saying, is there an echo in here?
Well, I shouldn't have said fuck you 3 or 4 times. That's not the best way
to do it. So you are admitting that you did say that?
I may have, yes.
Well, we all said we were sorry. And
yeah, we don't have to. Yeah.
We were talking with
the
Hollywood Reporter. That was going well.
So fun. Yeah.
The issue came. You may have noticed that a big part in the middle was ripped out because they did this week the most powerful showrunners of 2015. And it's only a very select group of, I think, 80 people who run the best, most famous 80 shows on television and online.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of online and also on DirecTV's exclusive channel.
Yes, and in a couple of the more select YouTube and Sony Crackle channels.
There was a big spot in the middle that was supposed to be us. We did the spread. We did the shoot. We did the whole thing.
Really funny photo shoot. Hayes's playing with a beach ball.
Answered the questionnaire. Yeah, what were you doing?
Okay, so originally, I had wanted to be inside the beach ball and have it be clear. The beach ball was big enough, but you couldn't see me inside of it. And so I wound up just being like, oh, well, I'll bury myself in the sand, which I thought was going to be funny. But then somebody smeared honey on me, ants started trying to eat me. And so what I am doing in the
Why
back
were
is
there
just
ants?
Applying salve. Why were there ants?
On the beach?
Yeah, I don't know. Mean beach.
So anyway, we decided we wanted to do our – there was like a whole questionnaire and stuff for all the showrunners, and we decided we wanted to do it on the show. Part of it is the category – they split all the showrunners into 4 categories, the network ambassadors, the ratings magnets, the heavyweights, and the pop icons.
Mm.
And it's like, yes, I am a network ambassador, for, yeah. And we should say, like, the show we're talking, like, Baby Grandpa is a show. No, it's grandfathered. It's yes. Grandpa's baby.
Baby Grandpa is, became grandfather.
Yes. And so, yes, we are a network ambassador in that we do outreach for the networks. It's sort of the identity for Fox now. We're also a ratings magnet.
He's not suited for this. Like, he's not suited for the job that he's taking.
Yeah.
Which we came up with that tagline because we were like, oh, he's wearing a suit.
Mm-hmm.
So he is suited for it.
You could say it's a ratings magnet as well.
Well, it absolutely is. And I don't want to skip all the way to the end because we do have more to cover, but it is, we are pop icons because it is a ratings magnet and because we are network ambassadors and we now own the brand.
And heavyweights as well. And that
combination of think?
Ratings and being iconic and yes. all these factors at play. So we just sort of wanted to do it ourselves and do the questionnaire and answer the questions one by one that they asked for this quiz. And so I'll just throw them out there one by one and I'll say the question and then we'll do the answers after I
question say, first say and the question. Then the answers.
Yep. First question, biggest job challenge I didn't have 5 years ago. Sean, go.
I guess North Korea keeps hacking me. Do you remember when Shia LaBeouf says Megatron wants what's in my mind? In that one part of the Transformers trailer,
yes.
Revenge of the Fallen, I think.
Yeah.
So it's a little like that, but my Megatron is North Korean hackers, and what's in my mind is what's in my email because I'm always emailing mm-hmm. myself these ideas that I have when I'm out on the run. So let's say I'm walking and some kid on a scooter eats shit in front of me, smashes face in the sewer. I'll grab my phone and go, Siri, email me, Scooter Man – sewer face, and just I'll go like that's something I can use in the show,
right? But how would
or
they,
even if you saw the latest Grandfathered, when he is walking away from a liquor store and he's calling out to his son Gerald, there's a man in an alley in a trench coat, and he goes, "I'll be your Gerald,"
and that was your.
That is something that I thought of when I saw a homeless guy, and I thought, "What's funny about this homeless guy?"
What was the code for that that you put in your phone?
For that, it was man in alley, maybe I make him sex pervert. And I just said that. But then also North Korea got in there, locked me out.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I have two email accounts. So I could get into the one, but the other one, they locked me out and they took it. And I understand it's a very popular North Korean film at this point.
You could use your second email account then as, I guess, a Trojan horse to get back in.
Well, I sometimes do put ideas in there that I want them to have. Stuff about just communicating better with America, stuff about just like sending me like whatever Pringles or something, like just to see like if I can in fact do Inception on their minds.
Mine is 5 years ago, you know, I had like a baby.
Yeah.
I had like a kid.
Huge one.
And you know,
we can say that, right? It's too big.
That's not, I don't want it. Well, that was the problem. It was too big.
Yeah.
Now I don't have that challenge anymore. It makes it much easier to do television and things like that. I mean,
the biggest challenge that you have now that you didn't have 5 years ago is a challenge you had 5 years ago that you don't have anymore.
Oh, I rewrote the question.
Yeah, that's good.
Because you did the other question. So
which one?
You did a challenge that you didn't have 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And so now I'm doing a challenge that I did have 5 years ago.
Which is almost more interesting. And yes. Maybe the Hollywood Reporter should take a little lesson from that the fact that we changed their question.
That I don't have anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Last binge watch.
Oh, okay. Last binge watch for me. Is it weird if I say pornography? I mean, because really when I think about like when's the last time I just stacked up a bunch of something and watched it in a row, it was porno.
You just watch a
lot.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily like a show, For me, it's just a compilation of clips of this one thing that I was looking to see more of.
It doesn't say, it just says last binge watch.
Yeah, last binge watch, 100% porno.
Yeah.
And to see them slapping skins and these sort of toned, beautiful people inside each other, on each other, doing things that I want to do. Or that I'm scared to do in a lot of cases, and finding out that it's safe and that they even like it. That to me was great. All amateur, don't like the idea of them being pros, it being done for money. I want it to be
stationary camera.
Yeah. And I like it to be, seem like they don't know they're being recorded whenever possible. That's probably the last thing I binge watched per se. Mm-hmm. Hemlock Grove, I guess I watched all the episodes of that in a weekend, but that doesn't really feel the same to me as like when I just sit down for a couple days of porno.
My last binge watch, Christmas Hiatus will be a blur of BoJack Horseman, Sense8, Game of Thrones, and Rick and Morty. That's the answer of the Walking Dead showrunner, Scott Gimple. That is mine, too. I mean, it's a coincidence, but I feel the same way. Christmas Hiatus
sounds like
will
Gimple
be
Gimple hacked your email.
Christmas Hiatus. Yeah, I mean, that's so...
So it, crazy.
That is kind of a coincidence, but it is true for me. Christmas Hiatus will be a blur of BoJack Horseman, Sense8, Game of Thrones.
So your last binge watch is, and again, you've changed the question in the same way that Scott seems
to. Scott Gimple did.
Your last binge watch is what you plan on doing over Christmas vacation.
It's my next four binge watches.
And the idea that that would be a binge watch almost makes it sound like you haven't seen it, but you know it would be cool to have seen it.
Seeing those things?
Like you have it, because for you to binge watch BoJack Horseman, really the best way to binge watch something is to not have seen it and watch all the episodes.
Right.
So it's what you plan on doing. It's what you wish was your answer, and you're going to make it your answer later.
Yeah.
And you know you have time, and you know what you wish you could say you watched.
Yeah. But now I'm confusing. I don't know where Gimple's mind ends and mine begins, which I think is maybe what happens in Sense8, although I haven't seen it, but Christmas Hiatus is going to be a blur of that. So, Brett, what's your last binge watch?
Narcos.
Go-to writer's
room. Hey, we're done.
Go-to writer's room takeout.
Okay. For me, it's probably Hayes' grandma's sweet potato pie. And I will call up Hayes' sweet little old lady grandma, and I'll say, ooh, we in the writer's room are really stuck on something, and we just need a big scoop of sweet potato pie. And she'll come trotting it over. She has a machine that she walks on. What is it called, Hayes?
Her machine that she walks on?
Yeah, it's like a bionic machine for walking.
Well, it's like
I hesitate to use Transformers again.
It's the steam powered wheelchair from Wild Wild West.
Yes. That's right. Yes, it's not really walking, but it's instead of walking.
Well,
eventually,
the character that's based on her, she is able to fit herself into a giant pair of steam powered walking spider legs.
Exactly. So she will spider her way over to the writer's room with that sweet potato pie.
I guess four pairs of spider legs is really what she fits into, not one.
And I will slice it up. And I'll just say, hey, best pitch gets the first piece.
And then just get out of the way, I imagine, just being pelted with pitches.
Oh, gosh, everybody mm-hmm. wants it. And then I, no, 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 I guess I'll eat it.
Mine is Fred's Ribs.
Yo,
Freddy's Ribs.
Freddy's Ribs from House of Cards.
From House of Cards, yeah. They have that guy doing real ribs.
That should have been my last binge watch. Although to me, that is porno. That's how good that show is. It makes me feel dirty afterwards.
Oh, is that what you, when you said porno, is that you were talking about? As
House of Cards. And to think,
wait,
he could have been a wolf. Remember?
But what? That's what. But you said you want your porno to be as if people don't know they're being watched, which is literally every other show except House
except
of Cards.
That one.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating for me to watch it, yes.
I mean, when he looks out at you.
My favorite thing
ever. I imagine you're like in a kind of a vulnerable position for him to like.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Turn and stare at you. You're, you know.
It's a very withering, yes. But my favorite episode is the first episode of season two when all the way up until the last moment when he's doing his makeup or something and he goes like, oh, you didn't think I forgot about you. And I go like, I had hoped that you did. I was really, ideally, I would hope you had, but he didn't.
Strangest writing ritual.
I guess just that I pee in a bag. Like when I'm writing, I don't always want to run out to go to the bathroom. And so I will pee into a bag, a cloth bag. And, I'll do that over and over again. Just, I hate it about myself, but that's being a writer. Mm-hmm. Like writing is the hardest part of writing, you know, like nobody really loves it. And writing's rewriting and rewriting's the hardest part of writing. And so for me to ever be leaving the room or even having a good receptacle in the room to hold pee is going to take away from the experience. So I guess I'd say peeing in a bag, cloth bag.
For the I'm gonna redo biggest job challenge I didn't have 5 years ago, but I'm actually gonna agree with Christopher Lloyd's, mm-hmm. the Modern Family showrunner, because he says the biggest job challenge he didn't have 5 years ago is getting people on our show not to be influenced by what they read on the child controlled internet. Because if you remember, it used to be people would just like watch TV and then, you know, not like be able to like post nasty things about it. But then in 2010,
yeah,
people really start, you know, like the internet exploded and it just became like all these nasty things on the internet everywhere. So that has become a big challenge of the last 5 years
that
for me.
That you didn't have before, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to redo mine too. Strangest writing habit for me instead. I'm going to say I like to keep my keyboard very clean.
Okay. Do you want?
That's almost more unusual.
Do you want us to do anything with the thing about you peeing in a cloth bag? To leave that as an earlier one, or do you want us to use this one?
I'm making it this one.
You're gonna make it this one
because that really is strange. How persnickety I am, you know.
We have a great guest today.
Wait, you don't have a strange writing habit?
Oh no. Yes. No. I'm sorry. I do have a strange writing habit. Mine is that I buy a new laptop before every show I'm on. Oh, God, no. I'm sorry. This is Kenya Barris's from Blackish.
Man, you really got all your answers stepped on by some of these other sort of knockoff hazes.
Well, I mean, I just thought it was like a really, you know, exactly like he says, it gives me a fresh start. I think it's very relatable to every time I start writing a new project to throw a very expensive piece of machinery in the garbage.
And you may start writing a new project really twice in a year. I mean, I know that I wrote for three shows in the past year. So for me to throw out a $2,000 laptop in order to start fresh,
to open,
doing basically the same exact fucking thing.
Well, I mean, you're opening essentially Word documents.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of having Word documents or final draft documents for multiple shows on one computer. I mean, you just need a fresh start.
Yeah, you got to start over. And sometimes the shows even provide you with a computer and you got to just block that out and buy a new one.
So you, well, no, you take the one from the show and you throw that one and your old one in the trash.
Please. And then, I'm looking for a fresh start here.
Well, I already said we had a great guest. So, and it's,
either Stephanie
either
Allen.
Gonna be Stephanie Allen.
Or it's going to be Joe Engert and Brandon
Joe
content.
Engert and Brandon content. Both great. Both really good shows. But I guess you'll have a sense when it comes on.
Which one we got.
Try to infer why we made the decision that we made on Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
So I look down at the table. I look at him. I look at the table. I look at him. And I go, Joran Vandersloot, forgetting something? Mm-hmm. And he's like, what? And I go, what? And I'm like, your Diet Sprite remix has no coaster under it, Joran. I got water rings all over the table.
Oh, a lot of them. He keeps picking
it up. He keeps picking
it
up and moving it. There must have been a dozen of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even apologize.
Mm-hmm. Was this at your house?
Yeah.
Okay. It was at your house.
Well, so not at my not in my kick-ass basement apartment that I live in my dad's house, but it was at Steffi's house, which in a way
is
mine.
Oh no! Yeah.
Oh yeah, because she screamed bloody murder when she saw the coffee table.
Well, because I wonder if that would betray that you had been that you had food in the living room.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, the place is like a goddamn fucking museum. And I love her to death, and I understand.
It's like a. I mean, like I just want to clarify what you're phrasing. People might think that you were sorry, but it is like a fucking museum.
Yeah, yeah. There's all kinds of like very valuable sexual artifacts mm-hmm. from the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first sort of penetration machine, and so these sorts of things litter the home, and it's. Gives it a cool American Horror Story vibe.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
We love having guests on the show. And
oh, God, talking to them, the whole thing, it makes it worth doing.
And today we got one, and
she's here?
And it's special today.
Mmm, don't you think?
Because we had... Aaron Whitehead.
We've had that.
Lauren Lapkus.
We've done that.
And we had Missy.
Gosh. Missy.
Yes.
Holloway.
Yes.
And she's so nice.
And
watch blank talk. And so that rules. Now.
But what did those guys.
Yes.
Have.
And they're missing
to make
one.
Them the same.
That's there's
to
one
be wild
more.
Horses, and one more is Stephanie Allen, and she came to
and the last
be the big guest, and that's why
one
it's special.
Of the most ones, come on, today. Hi,
thanks for having me on.
Come on,
hey, come on, don't be so
Woo!
Coy.
We should do more of the thing that you know how Pete Holmes does, where it like starts in the middle, and the guest is always like, "Are we doing it?"
Right, yeah, where they go like,
going?
Have you heard this kind of thing where they go
have you
like,
done that
oh,
show?
Are we going already?
Oh, and it's already, yeah.
And then it's, and they're like yeah. having a conversation that clearly they didn't think was for any kind of performance reason, and then the host will like, go like, oh, we're going, baby. We've been going.
This is how we do. That's how the host will say sometimes. So can you
Girl.
Just be like, so can you just go like.
Are we on? Going?
Yeah.
Oh, we're
going, Steph.
Oh, that was my
yeah, no,
intro.
We've been, yeah. No, totally. So women in comedy, is there a bigger champion for them than this show? It's hard to say yes to that.
We've had I think how many white guys have we had in a row? I want to say 16?
Mm-hmm. For the past, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we mentioned three women that we have had on, and if this isn't a fourth one, well, then I'll eat my hat.
Mm-hmm.
So
what about that? Speak
well,
on it.
Thanks.
I'm
female
that,
first and person second.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Very brave to say.
Continue speaking on what
the
about?
The whole thing. Our bravery and your own.
Oh, I don't really even think of myself as like being here as a woman, but that's a very true fact.
We us neither, because it's every because funny's just funny. Is that right?
Right.
Engineer Brett?
Yeah.
Do you care who makes you laugh, or you just want to bust up?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of thought on that, but
you have a lot of a single thought on that? Well, we have room to hear one. Why don't you lay it out there? Sounds like a big one.
I just think...
I think with Brett, it is kind of like everything in his mind is sort of a percentage of one thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has this one thought that's sort of this slug with many arms. And sometimes he's like focused on one of its arms, but essentially there's just one thought, which is like, me, Brett?
What's the thought?
And even that is a question.
How do sound do? You know? So that's sort of... It, just from knowing you, I kind of have got a sense of what's happening in there. But I don't give a shit what your freaking pieces are if you're making me bust up. Who cares? I just like to laugh.
Well, and this time it happens to be a man making you laugh, which is you, yourself.
Yes, well, and I never hold that against me. Because I just don't, it's like Stephanie, our guest, said, I don't think of it that way. And we just don't. It's like I don't see race and gender and all that crap that the Democrats want me to focus on.
So much seeing about you in the news. People, places, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What's the other?
The diary.
Anne Frank, yes.
Well.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Not that.
Oh.
What is that?
The Diary of Anne Frank.
Mm-hmm.
It's a published diary about a girl who was in hiding during
the unicorn stickers and the rainbows. You remember those binders that she had?
Yeah, Diary of Anna Frank.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's what her diary looked like.
I do, actually.
We've seen it.
Yes.
Did you? And you were saying she was in hiding for what?
She was in hiding from the Nazis during...
Stop. Get out. You wrote that?
No, it has nothing to do with me.
Oh, wow. That's a good idea.
You're separating yourself from it. You're disowning.
You were channeling something when you wrote it. It was like it was speaking through you.
No, I never wrote it. Have nothing to do with it.
So humble. What is it about doing acting and everything that really gets you off?
I like being other people.
Yeah. Which
and
ones?
Like the people in of people, places, things. The eponymous people of that. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. I'm a person in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And anything I'm in, I'm a person. Which is nice.
Speaking of people, sometimes they like to be in love and kiss and all that.
Yes.
And after that comes wedding bells.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We know you're getting married sometime
very soon.
Do you want to say when and where that is?
No. But I am getting married this month.
This month. Yes. And this is... October.
I can see why you wouldn't want to say that in front of Engineer Brett, who is something of a notorious wedding crasher.
Mm-hmm. He could not get enough of that movie.
But I can say we're getting married in Mississippi.
Mm. Ah. M-I.
It's S-I-P-P-I.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And near the river or?
No.
Old Muddy?
No.
Well,
not nearly old muddy.
Not
having
like
an old muddy wedding.
Seems like a missed opportunity. So, when getting married, it's something very personal to me, of course, because Steffi and I just renewed our vows, and I break for you to applaud that in some way.
I was pumping my fist. I mean, people can't hear that, I guess. But is that not enough?
I thought you were telling a nearby big rig to honk its horn.
No, I was saying like, yes!
Oh.
And I raised my eyebrows like, oh.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I noticed that.
That I appreciated.
Yeah. I could almost hear it because they're They've gotten huge.
Yeah, let him grow out.
Is that to play one of those Geico cavemen?
No, you know, like certain models that just have really bushy eyebrows?
Mm-hmm.
Going for that all-natural Nell look.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you renew your vows,
mm-hmm.
do you rewrite them or do you renew the ones that you did before?
For me, I had to do new ones.
A lot of topical references.
Yes, the ones I had done were very out of date.
Oh.
There was, there was not room in the old ones to sort of just drop in the references that I needed to have. The dress, left shark, the ice bucket challenge.
Deflate gate.
Yes. So that stuff had to be in there because that's so part and parcel with what me and Steffi are about, which is just what's now.
Uh-huh.
And so it meant I had to kick a lot of stuff to the curb. Mm-hmm. We had just renewed our vows maybe 18 months ago, and so that had, like, Travolta-fying people's names. you know, it had a lot of that kind of shit right. in there.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, so that had to go. But, you know, we try to renew our vows. Just every time enough, like, funny shit has stacked up.
Uh-huh.
If I feel like I got enough zingers, it's like, time to renew the vows. And you invite everybody there, and you know this, because you're planning a wedding, you invite everyone, and it's like planning a big show, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah. Your wedding is a Hollywood wedding, and everyone there is going to be pretty wealthy and stuff, which is why you can force them to travel a very long distance.
And you're from Mississippi?
No, I'm not.
So it's just a random thing.
No, my fiance is from there.
Okay, mm-hmm. well, okay.
Yeah, we didn't randomly pick it.
They don't, yeah.
But okay. Mississippi is surprisingly stunning on the Gulf Coast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On the coast, not coastal muddy. So you're inviting the rich people and you're putting on the show. And what are some of the big events you have planned? The big surprise?
The set pieces.
Yes.
We're not really going for that vibe. It's very Southern charm and kind of...
Oh, like that Paula Deen business. Getting back to the old ways of doing things where honestly everyone was happier with that arrangement.
May I ask, will the Colonel be there?
No, that's not exactly
because you are in comedy and Norm Macdonald is the Colonel now, and I wonder if maybe he comes dressed as the Colonel.
No, Colonel, no Norm Macdonald.
What Colonel did you think we were talking about? Yeah. Colonel Mustard? No thanks. He might kill somebody 1/6 of the time.
He's a suspected murderer. He's on the short list of people who may have committed a murder.
Anyways, yeah, it's sort of a. It's on the beach.
One thing don't make sense about that game. So I get not knowing who did the crime when you find the dead body, but you definitely know what the murder weapon was right away, right?
Of those things, you would think you would know.
There's some debate maybe between like it's either rope. The wrench or the candlestick or something, but like
yeah,
rope
or the
revolver.
Lead pipe.
The lead pipe, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So like those, maybe I could be like, well, they got hit in the head with one of these two things, but poison is off the table at that point for me when their skulls caved in.
Or they have a bullet hole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Then I go like, it had to be this rope. JK, I'm frigging around. Did you get that, Brett? And please don't text during the show. If you think you can handle it. So you're doing Southern Charm. What that looks like?
What does that look like?
Hmm?
You know, just a lot of like magnolias and white flowers and
steel magnolias.
Natural light.
Remember? And the frogs. Interesting thing to build a wedding around, but.
Yeah.
Wait, what is
Do
that?
Do you wise up? Do you remember?
No.
Macy. Magnolia. Cruz.
Oh, from the
movie. Melora. What's her name?
Melora Hardin. Riley. A young black child doing a rap about a prophet, if you recall. Sprawling cast.
Right. Hoffman Robards.
Yeah. Okay, and now
not
you
a,
say
it's not, it's not a Magnolia.
Not the movie?
No, it has nothing to do with the movie.
Henry Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
okay, what was some other...
Julianne have you, Moore.
Okay, so all right. She's like, what is that? And then she's like... Yeah. Just
and we did say Melora Hardin, no, so it's not that we weren't saying women.
Very familiar
did.
With the movie, just thought it, you might have thought I was doing a Magnolia-themed wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Like with a the movie frogs, with movie yeah. post... Right.
Kid pisses himself on the quiz show. Kid pees his pants. That's going to happen at the wedding? I hope not. You know? No, that's good then that you're not doing it. So it's Steel Magnolias and it's just... because
no,
that's Southern.
It's not, yeah, it's not... Nobody... Hopefully nobody... dies.
Croaks, yeah. You almost don't want to say it. Well,
are the pistol shrimps going to be there?
Yeah, a good amount of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some couldn't make it.
No, yeah, which ones? Which ones are were no-goes for you?
No, I invited everyone.
Really? Yeah. But some of them you made it for a date that you knew they couldn't do.
No.
Hmm.
Who's cashing in on that? What piece of the take do you get from that? From all the licenses? I mean, every individual player on the team is turning it into a pilot. Is that right?
Yeah.
And which network do you get to do a pilot with?
I don't have a pilot for it.
Oh no!
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh, Stephanie.
Yeah.
That is tragic.
Is it because what?
What happened?
You made a shot in the wrong basket.
Oh, Stephanie. That could happen to
anyone. So you gave a pilot to the other team?
I wrote a pilot and handed it off.
Oh, no. Who's going to have the pilot now? The Lucille Ballers or what?
The Lucille Ballers are
they got your
the Pistol
pilot?
Shrimp's pilot.
They got your pilot? Stole no! That really steams me up.
That's sad.
I'd want to see like the Pistol Shrimps drama, our drama.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Right.
That's what I would write.
What is some dramatic like, stuff that happens that maybe we don't know about because we hear so much about the laughs?
Oh Jesus. I don't. I'm not sure.
No
I mean,
drama
you
with
know,
inside you guys.
Sometimes during the games. I personally am working on keeping my cool.
Whoa. And this is juicy. She's trying to keep her cool during the games, Hayes.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine it would be pretty scary to see on TV. You would have to, I guess, water it down a little for network, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of someone trying to maintain her cool. Yeah. A character like that sounds pretty unrelatable. Almost unhinged.
Yeah, that's, I can't
I
root
think
for
that's
that.
That's relatable.
I can't really root for that.
Well, you'd
also,
be rooting
why
for
today?
The team.
Yeah, why today?
We've got a big question about this, which is why today?
And how do the characters know each other?
Mm-hmm, and for how long?
Yeah,
I guess that's all that stuff you got to figure out.
Unfortunately,
introduce
that's storytelling.
Everybody in the pilot. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Stephanie, that is storytelling. And
I think
that's
that is fortunate, actually. I don't think it's unfortunate at all. I think it's very fortunate.
Well, unfortunately for what she's describing. Now, have you written your vows yet?
I've thought about them, but I haven't actually written them down.
Okay, you want to crack into it right now?
Write them here.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we just talk about, like, what's some, like, cool topic that's happened recently that maybe you could drop in and we'll work on a way to make it sort of about love.
You like something that's happened in our life?
Something in the news or something for you, but
we can
hopefully
check out,
something more relatable.
Yeah, let's look at Facebook trending.
Let's even see what's trending
on
yeah.
Facebook. Beasts of No Nation.
Beasts of No Nation. Love is like a beast.
Yeah.
No. What's next?
The head of the Charles Regatta. It's like a rowing thing. And there's a river there, so that could be something.
Love is a powerful current that's sweeping you away, no matter how hard you row against it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not really funny. What else, Hayes?
Let me see. Tom Hanks. Oh, he he did something funny on Jimmy Fallon last night.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So.
What he did?
Oh, what about this Lamar Odom thing?
That, what is that?
Is there room for that?
That could be good.
He took like 17 herbal Viagras and wound up in a coma.
In a bunny ranch in Nevada, yeah. Because
mm-hmm.
he's depressed because his child died of SIDS a while ago. And so that's a funny thing to maybe like.
Well, you wrap it in. I mean, that's not inherently funny, but the way you reference it in the vows, and Steffi and I always do this with I Said Left Shark and some of the cool stuff we talk about, is you sort of surprise them by how you drop it in.
Right.
Yeah, like if you combine that with El Chapo somehow, that could be really funny.
And this is just a quick example. Like, this is just like off the top of my head, and I don't have the wording for it, but something in the lines of like, "You make me hornier than Lamar Odom was," you know, because obviously
yeah,
that was
know.
His issue.
I don't think I'd want to use the word horny.
I said I don't During have the my- words. I said that.
Or Viagra.
No, like, no, you wouldn't
like,
say that.
That's
a rights issue. It's a rights issue. Yeah.
It's, yeah, and it wasn't Viagra. It was some herbal version of Viagra, and I use that, you know, because it's just a word we all know.
Right.
So let's start from the top. You start with a funny name. I see you're trying to segue into something else, but I want to keep talking about this.
Get her name wrong or something.
Yeah, just like with the funny, cute name that you guys call each other.
Yeah.
Should be like the first thing. Dear.
Isn't that kind of... personal, though?
What could be more personal than the union of two people for life? I mean, are you taking this seriously, Steph? I'm worried now.
You know, just certain things I wouldn't want to share, you know, I would want to keep private.
Oh, you don't want to talk about Lamar Odom. You don't want to talk about yourselves. Who are we going to talk about at this wedding? Engineer Brett?
I'm here.
That's what he wants. When he does a crash, that's what he wants, is for people to just kind of be talking about him. Could be interesting to get the real wedding crashers there. Or I think, actually, Andrew Wilson, Owen's brother, is now going around performing, like, as Owen, doing wedding crashing.
Mm-hmm. Sort of an Owen 2, like
yeah.
Gallagher 2.
Mm-hmm.
In real life.
So that could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And like you guys are doing your vows and then the guys show up and are like, stop. Like, we're horny. I mean, I know
no,
you
don't
that's
have to
the
say
word.
I know
no,
you
don't
want
to say
it,
say
but
that.
It seems like I don't know what the wedding crashers are going to do if they can't say horny.
That's kind of why they crashed the wedding, Stephanie. Did
they're
you
horny.
Take that
horny.
Away from that? Yeah, from that film?
No, I didn't. I didn't
you
think
you
didn't
of pick that up? Yeah.
But that's what they were looking for.
Dobkin's not going to want to hear that. Director David Dobkin. So, we're big foodies. What are we going to eat at this wedding?
It's a lot of Southern food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paula Deen, yeah.
Nothing related to Paula Deen. Just kind of traditional Southern dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess maybe
that's
she
very
has
closely.
Them, yeah.
That's about as closely related to Paula Deen as you can be.
Yeah.
So it's Southern dishes, Paula. But the Colonel's not there. Okay.
Does that sound good? Or
it just seems like the wedding planner is having to do a lot of the heavy lifting on this.
Mm. And sometimes the way you answer our question makes me think you don't want to talk about all the details of your wedding with us.
No, I do. I just...
Will you tell us something?
Yeah, it's about being open
and
honest and making it weird on this show. And so the weirder, the better.
I think that it's just having a different taste in weddings, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to... I don't know if I'm going for humor.
Okay, what's the funniest thing that will happen, though?
I mean, how would I know? I mean, you go into your wedding. Do you know the funniest thing that's going to happen?
I've got some lines with a couple check marks next to them that really killed in the dry run. I got a couple triple checkers in there.
A lot of
well,
the weddings, a lot of people whose weddings got crashed by those guys thought beforehand that they wouldn't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then...
It united
as their friends
them.
Are
happy.
Yes, as their friends are getting nudely thrown
mm-hmm.
onto the bed afterwards.
Yes, on the same bed.
It ends up in a you know pretty interesting place.
Yes, as they get boned out. Yeah. But that, yeah, that is always one of the cool things about weddings is they can be unpredictable.
My sister went to a wedding where when the bride was coming down the aisle, somebody in a pew ahead of her realized she left something in her car and came out of the pew and said, "Excuse me," to the bride and passed her on the side during the ceremony.
What was the thing in her car?
I don't know.
Wow. And she didn't go the other way.
She didn't go out the other way. And she didn't wait pass.
That's pretty good.
And so what else?
Something like that you're going to do?
I would be pretty amused if that happened to me.
Yeah, then
if I saw somebody coming at me.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. It's your special day.
Yeah. In that moment.
Amused, your whole day.
You don't have to be that punk rock for us.
No, I would think that was really
Brett,
funny.
Can I have the sound, please?
It's already up.
And so this is going to be a special wedding themed version of a song, but just the normal one.
Oh yeah.
It was supposed to be like "Here Comes the Bride" and like on Hollywood the same
"Here
word.
Comes the Popcorn Gallery." The view was asked. The all dressed in the butter, gallery, right? It's about. Okay, so that song is about the Popcorn Gallery, and that's when we get questions from the audience for some of our guests, and the audience is the Popcorn Gallery. Do you understand?
Yep.
Why?
Seemed pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Your guests are Popcorn Gallery?
Yes.
Yes, our guests are Popcorn Gallery.
I think you're the first person to actually get that. So we've got the questions.
So this question is from In the Bag. Get
oh,
it out.
Gotta reach into the bag, mm-hmm. Right? Ha! It's Magnolia, and so my friend Mark from high school does these sound drops for us, and what he'll do is make the sound of digging around in a popcorn bag, and then he'll pull something out of the popcorn bag that's sort of relevant to our guest or the show, and that will represent the question. And then you'll get asked the actual question.
Oh, okay.
He, I think, has started to do these for a lot of other shows.
Yes.
And I think that is – it's almost as if he's taking this first opportunity that we gave him for granted. I think that was the worst one.
The worst one he's ever done?
He's ever done. Some of them have been very low quality in the past, but they seemed like he was
trying,
genuinely making an effort.
Yes. This one felt lazy.
Didn't it seem like popcorn.
It didn't. Oh, it didn't even sound.
And it didn't sound like
it
popcorn.
It didn't even sound like popcorn.
I'll relay it to Mark. He's super busy, but I'll give him these notes.
So here's a question from I haven't read these yet, but here's one that I'm seeing. Here's a question from Dev Scoots. And it's, Stephanie, how come your hair so nice? Like we said, this is a great show for women to be on. Our fans are very progressive, and they'll ask good female-specific questions.
That's nice.
Which is what you want. So how come?
God, I guess it's the way that grows out of my head.
Okay.
Oh.
And I use a leave-in conditioner.
Hmm.
So.
Plug?
Plug?
Product plug?
Oh. No. So you asked me if I wore plugs.
Yeah, if you have hair plugs.
Do you got plugs?
No. Okay. No hair plugs.
Because you did say the way it grows out of your head. And well, like, that is some special way, it seems like.
I guess if your hair follicles are tighter, then you have thicker hair.
Mm.
Otherwise, it would be like a looser, straighter piece of hair.
Okay.
So, hope I answered their question.
Tell me why.
Let's get another question out of the bag.
Oh, it's one of the Sklar brothers. Okay, now I think you're right because I think
that sounds like he was doing
sounds
it
like
for
Mark
another show.
Did that drop for somebody else's show?
Yes.
Oh wow.
That really sounds like that it was really sounds like it was Brothers.
Meant for another show.
Yes.
I will talk to him.
I think
then.
That's how they get introduced at the beginning of
the
show.
He might have mixed
actually.
Up his files and yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there is a question anyway, and it's from RoboTam, and it says, Stephanie, you were on an episode of The League. Did that guy ever show any signs that he hadn't really been involved in 9/11? I am interested in that, too. Like, did he ever say anything that you were kind of like, huh?
Just in, like, quite
just in like the way he was describing it. Because I'm sure he probably did describe it to you, like, what was going on.
It must have come
day.
Up.
Yeah.
Mentioned, I can't recall. I don't think he mentioned 9/11 that day.
Well, that's also not something who was in
that
it.
That doesn't really
like,
check
that
out.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. yeah, I don't think so.
Did he seem traumatized?
Yeah, no. He seems like...
Oh, that's crazy.
Whoa.
In my conversations with him, he said...
She's blown the lid off it.
In my conversations with him, he said it was messed up, which does check out.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
And so I actually wonder if he was there mm-hmm. and... was tired of getting too much attention for it instead of like a firefighter or something.
And said that he wasn't
and now
there.
Was saying that he wasn't there.
Or if it was so messed up mm-hmm. that it actually blocked out his memory of being there.
Yes. That would be the most likely person to say like, I wasn't there.
That's
is someone.
Trippy.
It was someone who was actually right. there.
Yo, that's trippy. Think about that. The people who were there yeah. are the ones who think they weren't.
Yeah.
Ah, wow. Gosh, that's tripping me out. We got any more questions?
Yes. Well, see if it's in the bag.
It's bee pollen. You made it weird. Okay, so that feels like our show.
Yes, it does. Okay. This one's from Joe McGurl. Hello, Stephanie. It's Joe McGurl, your old friend from Bible Camp. My question is this. What is one non-food item that you wish you could eat?
A non-food item I wish I could eat?
That you wish you could eat.
And other than, I guess, your hair as well, because we already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think this just reminded me of something. One of the grossest things I've ever seen was, like, you remember those, like, Real World... Or they were like, no, it wasn't Real World. It was like MTV spring break shows where like
oh,
they
yeah.
were like down on the beach doing weird things.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave there was this girl with really long hair and they gave her money if she would shave it off. And so they gave her money. She shaved off all of her hair. Then they put her hair in a bowl of butter, in melted butter, and balled it up. And then they asked somebody if they would eat it for money. And then somebody... chewed the butter hair, and I still think it's the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Oh my god.
Oh dad.
And this was the girl who got up in the wedding?
No.
Maybe
this wasn't her.
Oh wow. And she got up at the wedding.
Maybe she left
had her hair grown back.
Maybe
yet?
She left her hat in the car.
That might be right. Or her butter or a wig. Wow.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
One time a girl I went to high school with was on one of those shows. Imagine you're watching Spring Break and they're putting some bikini girl and making her into a giant burrito and you go like, wait a second, that's Shannon McKenna.
Somebody asked a question that reminds me of a different question, Stephanie. You and Tig met on the set of In a World.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be tough to explain to people? Like, have you considered changing it to the set of a movie with, like, more, like, permanence? Like, Austin Powers or something?
Yeah, where it won't feel like an unfinished sentence every time you say where you met.
Yeah.
That we met in a world.
Yeah.
Because you'll have to, like, explain the, like, what the movie... It just wasn't, like, a huge movie,
mm-hmm.
you know? So you'll have to explain what it was about and stuff when you could say, like, we met on the set of... any of the Austin Powers movies.
Mm-hmm. Literally, Goldmember, you could do, right? Spy Who Shagged Me, that makes sense.
Yeah.
When did he lose his mojo?
He lost his mojo in The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Okay, so...
I believe.
So what else am I thinking of?
What do you mean, what else are you thinking of?
What's the other Austin Powers?
Gold member.
Gold member, I say.
Are the
Spike Chagme? Stephanie,
how many are
you remember?
There?
Oh, are you thinking of Austin Powers course. 1?
International Man of Mystery?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the one you forgot? Is Austin Powers the first one?
Yeah. The weakest of the series. I didn't even know who this guy was yet.
So is that right. something to consider just
yeah,
for yourself?
I hadn't considered that. And I haven't really run into that problem when I say it, that people think
now,
of
it. That's now.
Now,
now everyone's talking about In a World. But in, you know,
7 or 8 years.
50 years from now, God willing, you guys are still together praying for you.
Do you think Austin Powers will hold up?
Well, how old is it right now?
Yeah.
And we're still talking about it literally every day it comes up. And if you can't you can't swing a cat in this town without hearing Shagadelic.
And the time travel element. I mean, as we do get closer to like using that technology, people start to consider like maybe doing that for real, sending Austin Powers into the future for real.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, something to think on. But yeah, probably not.
Hmm.
I don't like to lie.
He wasn't really sent into the future, though, right? I mean, he got frozen until the future came about naturally. Then he got sent into the past.
He did get... Remember, Stephanie?
I kind of don't remember. Seen them, but they all blur together.
Okay. Oh, you were so fucked so between, up, huh?
Well, that's...
What were you, on mushrooms or some shit? No, it's okay.
Incense,
we can dish.
Peppermints.
We all get fucked
that's
up.
The way you got to watch Austin Powers that way is trip it out.
Oh, brother.
The scenes where they're all dancing and stuff.
One pill makes you smaller. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way to fucking really get into what Mike Myers is putting down.
I guess between the two of us, we know what the full movie, what the whole universe is, because you seem to know a lot about the time travel element, and I know about the first movie.
You remember the first one, and then, yes, and I know the rest of the Powerverse.
Oh. Well, Stephanie, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, it was
God,
so good.
Thanks for having me.
What else do you want to say?
You can come to Wild Horses show at UCB.
Damn. Yeah.
We know. We can just walk. I mean,
Saturday.
We know a lot
can
of people
send you the
there.
Link.
I'm actually able to walk in, and I went to a show last night with no ticket, and I got a seat. And so... you're also doing that podcast on Howl. Mm-hmm. That's big bucks.
Yeah, we were talking about this a little bit before the show. Just have you hired a new money manager?
No,
because
not,
I find that the one I'm currently using is starting to be a little out of her depth.
Yes, the stacks and stacks and stacks of Howl Mulu that is coming in is making our current money woman uncomfortable.
Oh.
She's starting to hate money.
Yes.
It's ruining.
It's become her enemy in a way because all of her
this
stress
thing
comes from.
That she loved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Howl money is definitely
and are
changing
you
lives.
Questioning, I really, really hesitate to bring this up, Stephanie. And I mean, I'm really sorry to do it. But does it make you question Tig's motivations at all?
Just based on like, oh, it's pretty convenient, like right around the time
it was
that
actually very close to when we did our Howl contract.
The Howl deal gets closed and all of a sudden it's like, hey, this could be a permanent thing, right? Like maybe we split all our stuff up. It's like,
it's extremely suspicious.
It just timing-wise it looks bad.
Yeah.
And I wish, because it's like, well, why didn't it come up before? You've been dating for a little while. It's like all of a sudden Howl comes knocking and like so does the fucking ring show up.
And it sounds like based on your description that this wedding is sort of like thrown together very quickly.
And what I can tell.
It's just like food. We'll just have like Southern food.
Southern food. It sounds like it's literally the food you can get there right where you are. You weren't able to get a spot on the banks of Old Muddy. And so it's starting to feel like and half the pistol shrimps aren't even going to be there. Like, from everything you've told me, it feels like a pretty fly-by-night affair.
Well, no.
Okay.
It's actually not.
Okay.
Refusing to even consider it.
You're reminding me of another famous river now. The Nile, baby.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.